Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our first meditation. Today is the feast of two great saints, Saint Basil and Saint Gregory Nazianzen. Toward the end of the 3rd century, there was a movement in Christianity, let's call it a bad social experiment, where Christians, in the effort to escape an immoral culture, began to move out into the desert and live alone. They were called anchorites. One who withdraws to live alone. Now, there were some famous ones like Saint Anthony of the Desert, but this was not the plan marked out by the apostles, because we are made in the image of God, who is three persons living in a life-giving community of love. So, we should live the same way. Our two saints today, Basil and Gregory, they developed a deep friendship while they studied together in Athens. Then, Basil went and visited these anchorites, these Christians who lived alone, and he realized there were some big problems. First, if you live alone, you'll probably go crazy. Second, Jesus gave us a new commandment to love one another. But if you live alone, who will you love? Who will you serve? And third, solitary lives often are spiritually deadly because it's so easy to live a selfish life when you live alone, because you can choose everything for yourself and you are never forced out of your own ways. And we set up our lives and routines so that everything serves us. And we have no one for whom we can sacrifice or serve. So Basil realized something needed to change. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Saint Basil saw that living alone was a really bad idea, because if you live alone, whether you physically live by yourself or if you live with other people, but still you live as if you're alone, it's really hard to grow in virtue and love. Basil writes, "How will someone show humility if he has no one in comparison with whom to show himself humble? And how will he show compassion when he is cut off from the community? And how can he exercise himself in patience if no one contradicts his wishes? If someone says he finds the teaching of Holy Scripture and solitary meditation sufficient to correct his character, he makes himself like a person who learns the theory of carpentry but never builds anything. The Lord gives us an example of humility in the perfection of love when he girded himself and washed the feet of the disciples." Then Basil asks a striking question. If you live alone, whose feet will you wash? Who will you care for? In comparison to whom will you be last if you live as if living by yourself? So, when we live in unity, it is a stadium for athletics, a method for traveling forward, a continual exercise and practice of the Lord's commandments and virtues. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. I really like the analogy that St. Basil uses when he says that living in a family or having a small community of people with whom you share life regularly, a small group of friends, it's like a stadium or gymnasium for exercising virtue. Why is that? Well, when you live with other people or spend lots of time with them, then you have lots and lots and lots of opportunities to put aside your selfishness, sacrifice, and do good for others. It gives us the opportunity to grow in humility, patience, compassion, and love. And when we spend time with others, we grow in self-knowledge. Because alone, we don't recognize our lack of virtue. But by interacting with others in an atmosphere of both unconditional and demanding love, well, then we are preserved from our illusions that we are more virtuous than we really are. And we get all kinds of opportunities for fraternal correction. But by spending time with others, we can also grow in knowledge. By sharing our knowledge, experience, and perspectives in good conversation, we gain a greater grasp on reality, which is truth. And by living with others or spending time with them, we realize that no one is self-sufficient. We need one another, because by myself, my gifts are useless, and my lack becomes unattainable. And I must not bury the talents God has given me. I must use them for the good of others. But that means I need others to give them to. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Solitary confinement is one of the most inhumane forms of torture because it isolates individuals from human connection, which is a basic necessity for mental, emotional, and physical well-being. Deprived of social interaction, people experience anxiety, depression, paranoia, and even psychosis. The lack of face-to-face contact with other people can distort our perception, erode identity, and cause irreversible psychological damage. And over time, individuals subjected to isolation often lose hope and a sense of self, leading to profound despair. Tragically, much of the first world culture has created self-imposed isolation. Many people live alone, work alone, and spend most of their time interacting with screens instead of other people. Families are fragmented, and technology replaces real relationships. We commute in cars instead of walking among neighbors, and even within households. Screens dominate attention, making genuine interaction rare. And pretty soon, everyone will have their AI assistant who will say to you, "Oh, Mike, you're so smart and so great, and I really believe everything you say." That's not what I need. I need another human who will contradict me at times and who will demand my attention, and who will require me to grow in virtue so that I don't grow to be a selfish slug and go to hell. We're not designed to live in loneliness. We are made in the image of God, who is three persons living in a community of love. Yet, we're building a society that undermines our very design. I call it friendship deficit syndrome. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. thee, blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. So what is the remedy for friendship deficit syndrome? The answer is very simple. We all need a small group of family and friends with whom we share life and faith regularly. The family's a model. And if you live with others, the first step is to drill it into your mind and heart that what Jesus wants, above all, is for you to build a deep friendship first with Him through prayer, and then to build a deep friendship with the people you live with, most especially. So it's really just about friendship with Jesus and friendship with others. And what does friendship take? It takes time, sharing life together, and talking. And if you don't live with anyone, then you need to take the initiative to spend time with people. And actually, a rosary group could be a great way to start. It's a great way to pray together, to have good conversations about God and the most important things in life, and to begin to grow in spiritual friendship. And you only have to start with one other. But start. It's worth the risk and the effort. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I want to give a shout out to two groups that are amazing, two rosary groups. First, a rosary group with the name Come to the Water in Baton Rouge. They have met as a rosary group for 300 Sundays in a row.
Wow.
And Robert and Katie Redig here in Kansas City also have a rosary group that have also been meeting 300 Sundays in a row with their rosary groups.
Little did they all know they were all meeting together but separate.
This is exactly what Our Lady has asked. She asks repeatedly, form prayer groups, form rosary groups, and the whole world would be changed if we had 10,000 of these rosary groups, 100,000. That's what we need to build. So, Teresa, what struck you about Basil and Gregory?
It's actually kind of funny because I was working on this great constructive thought and I was forming my point in my head. And then we got to the fourth point and then you said every single beat of every thought I had. So I'm kind of stumped a little bit because you got to it.
What was it that struck you?
That this is how we're living. We choose a life of isolation. We choose to avoid conflict, and so we avoid ever getting better. I think that's a huge part of our society right now. So, but I guess the simple resolution from that is at the end of the day, we were not called to just be peacemakers, and that doesn't mean we should go around fighting everyone, but a peaceful world does not a warrior make.
Well, not only are we avoiding conflict, what we're avoiding is growth in virtue.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that's what other people will drag out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Basil's imagery of the gymnasium, the stadium, the place to exercise and grow stronger.
Yeah, I've definitely seen this within my own, not to cut you off, sorry. I'm realizing how much I live this all the time because I'm surrounded by so many good people. And granted, it's because I've been surrounded by those people for a long time, so we've all been butting heads so long that we've grown together.
Yeah.
But nowadays, I just have such a good community that they don't test me as much as they should.
But I bet they provide a good example.
They certainly do.
This is why we need to spend time with people, because they will call forth from us virtues that we would never practice on our own.
Yeah, and definitely check yourself and your friend group if you don't feel that kind of conflict and growth.
Yeah.
If you can't look at where you've been and say, wow, we're so far from where we started, can you look at how far we've come? People aren't checking you on something. Because I can look at my friends and I can kind of cringe at who I used to be and how I used to treat them and vice versa, and look at how far we've come.
Yeah.
I hope we go even farther.
God built us for this. He wants us to have a small group of family and friends that we share life with regularly. So knowing that He made you for this and He wants it for you, do whatever you have to foster it. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.